Son of David, have pity on me. The story of the blind man Bartimaeus being healed is one of the more famous healings in the Gospels. And I think sometimes we get so focused on all these healings, they're easy to understand. We know what it's like to be ill or have a disease. We've seen people with broken bones. We pray for Jesus to heal. And so I think sometimes we fall into the trap of being asked the question, what was Jesus' mission? And I think sometimes we think it was just to heal, like bring all these miracles to people. But yet that was not the mission of Christ. Certainly he did heal people. He loves us. Our bodies are good. But his mission wasn't to simply bring physical healing, because if it was, it didn't work. People are still sick. People still have diseases. People still have broken bones. And even in the Gospels, Jesus didn't heal everybody. Jesus' mission was something so much deeper than physical healings. Jesus did indeed come to heal, but it was a spiritual healing that he desired the most. It was something so much deeper than just our physical bodies and life here on earth. Jesus' mission was about eternity. And so every time Jesus heals someone in the Gospels, there's always something further that he's pointing to. Whenever Jesus heals somebody in the Gospels, it isn't merely just to heal a physical illness, disease, but to heal something deeper on the level of their souls. So today, we hear about Bartimaeus, the blind man. And as Jesus says at the end of the Gospel, your faith has saved you. But it wasn't already just at that moment at the end where his faith was present. It was already present as he heard Jesus was walking by. Why? Everyone knew Jesus was working miracles. That wasn't something new to people. He was doing this from the moment he came on the scene. He was performing miracles. But what is interesting about Bartimaeus' plea isn't just Jesus, come here. Jesus, have pity on me. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. The Jews knew, because it's in the scriptures, that the Messiah would come from the line of King David. And so Bartimaeus pleading for Jesus to come to him, have pity on him, wasn't simply Jesus the miracle worker, come have pity on me. Jesus the one who heals people, have pity on me. No, Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, come to me, have pity on me. You who are God, you who have come to save, not simply our physical bodies, but have come to save us for eternity. Bartimaeus' plea shows his faith, that he understands that, yes, hopefully he will heal me of my physical blindness, but Jesus is coming for something more. I want to have him enter into my heart, into my interior life. This is what Jesus has come for. And I think in our own lives, it's so easy just to pray for those physical things when we're not feeling well, even more serious things like cancer. And yes, the Lord does want us to pray for to him. The Lord does want us to pray for those physical healings. But again, the Lord has come for something deeper. The Lord has come for something even more important. The Lord has come to save our souls. And that's a blindness that I don't think we see as readily. That's an illness that we don't notice as much as we do the physical. Can we acknowledge that the disease that Jesus truly came to save us from is sin? The healing that Jesus wants to bring to us is on the level of our souls. This is what Jesus came to do. This is the mission of the Messiah. This is what God came and took flesh on for. Save us from our sins. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Have pity on me for my sins. Heal me of them. Cleanse me. Make me whole again. Jesus has given us the sacrament of reconciliation. This is where he meets us to do his divine surgery. This is where he meets us to heal us of those deep diseases in our soul, our sins. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Brothers and sisters, the Lord loves us so much that he wants to bring us healing, yes, to our physical bodies, but even more so to our souls, so that we can live with him for eternity. Do we have the courage, as Bartimaeus did, to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. I'm ill. The illness is my sin. I'm weak. My weakness is my sin. I'm filled with disease sometimes, Lord, and it's my sin. Heal me. Just as the apostles told Bartimaeus, the church says to us, take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. He's calling us to the sacrament of reconciliation. Jesus wants to heal us. Jesus wants to make us whole. Jesus wants to take away the scourge, our sin, the diseases of sin in our life. He wants to do this for us for eternity. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Brothers and sisters, let's have courage to go to the confessional where we meet Jesus Christ, the divine physician, who can heal at the level of our souls. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me.